Hey everyone, Dave here. The episode you're about to hear was recorded on Saturday the 23rd of July as SDCC was going on. Because of scheduling, it had to be then. We didn't want it to be then, but it had to be then. At the beginning of this episode, I do say that we'll only be covering the San Diego Comic-Con stuff next week when we can do it in depth. Then we were watching a live blog of it all happening and we started talking and geeking out about the Wonder Woman trailer and the Suicide Squad soundtrack remix trailer as it was being dropped. We couldn't help it. We unfortunately did not get to talk about the released Justice League footage, as I actually had to end the show before it even dropped to go to work, because I have a job. That one's on me. Sorry. I can speak for both of us when I say we both loved it. It was amazing. But we'll talk about that next week. We do briefly talk about the Wonder Woman trailer and the Suicide Squad soundtrack remix trailer. Normally we would be able to do news on a Monday night and just talk about it all then, but this Monday we'll be watching Batman the Killing Joke in theaters with Scott of Suicide Squad Cast and our first fan turned wonderful friend Christopher White, and we'll be working in a review podcast for that. So again, apologies. We do both have full-time jobs. We have to kind of schedule it all in. And we love you all. On with the show. Welcome in to DC On Screen, a show about the DC Universe properties being brought to film and television. I am your host, David C. Robertson. This is my co-host, Jason Goss.
Hiya.
Yeah, we should actually expand that sometimes. It's also film, television, and even internet sometimes.
Well, yeah, you know.
We did cover Vixen that one time.
We did, and we will again.
That hot minute?
Yeah, I do. That was a hot minute.
Yeah. First time I've ever used that phrase. I hope I did it correctly.
That was creepy.
I know. I sensed your hesitance.
Yeah, maybe we should screw around with that, too. Chances are you've seen, and maybe you've noticed, maybe you haven't, our DC On Screen logo is looking a bit different. Hopefully you think it's a good change. Hopefully you think it's better than it looked before. I certainly do, and that's saying something because I designed the original one.
Minimally, we hope you didn't notice and are unperturbed by it.
Our old logo, I designed it. I had issues with it. And I was looking to make something a little more eye-catching, something a little cleaner design-wise. So I enlisted the help of my sister, Brittany J. Robertson. She is a graphic designer. If you saw our logo and thought, oh, that looks cool, she is also for hire.
Yeah, yeah. And
so I'll have a link for where you can contact her on dconscreen.com. Also in the show notes here on facebook.com/DCOnScreen. When you actually see the logo and our avatar, just click it and there'll be a link for you to go and give her monies for nice graphic design work.
Mm-hmm.
That's her compensation, me pimping her out on the show.
That's really all we can offer.
Well, she's blood, you know.
I don't have a finif to throw her.
Right. But I think she did a damn fine job.
Damn fine, actually, yeah. I specifically went out of my way to like message her and tell her it looked that good.
Yeah, I was actually surprised by that. I'm like, oh, look at that, a little bit of emotion coming out of Jason.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of kindness. You're not a robot.
I try. I try my best to fool the peoples.
Yeah, I know, me too. Yeah, it was actually pretty impressive. Like, I was sitting there struggling with, like, a few vectors in Adobe Illustrator trying to, because I didn't really even have an idea of what I really wanted to do. I just wanted to be better.
Just crumpling.
What it had been.
Just sitting at a desk, crumpling under the weight of Adobe.
Right.
As we've all done before.
And she was like, hey, so what about something like this? And she, like, turns her little laptop around, and she's got, like, 9 different designs, and they all look wonderful.
All like way better than anything you're working on.
Yeah, like there are 2 that are pretty similar that I'm going to be using, and then like all the others. The other 7 I wanted desperately, but you know, you got to be focused on your branding.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, we also have a bonus episode of sorts for you. Our episode of Next Time, the comic book prediction podcast with Scott Madison, has dropped. We discuss Arrow Season 5, just kind of predicting and it's a little early to be doing that. So we had a lot of fun.
There was
like, we were just throwing out some.
It was early, conjecture. And it was about a week earlier than I would have liked in retrospect, because there was a bit of news you'll probably be getting to that I kind of would have liked to incorporate, but wasn't available at the time.
It was not available at the time.
We shall.
But it's still a fun episode.
Oh yeah,
it's still a fun episode, and you guys should go check that out. I'm gonna put it on DCOnScreen.com. I'll put a link to it on there as a normal episode post. Except it'll be his episode, just like we did with Suicide Squadcast.
Yep.
That's DCOnScreen.com. One more bit before we jump into the news. We are sponsored by Loot Crate. LootCrate.com/giant-size-team-up to get $3 off. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear for less than $20 a month. Because of us, you get 6 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that is it. You're done. You can't get it anymore. Right now, we are in the middle of the times, so like the former offer has ended, the former crate, if you will, has ended. So
you've either got your Rick and Morty or you don't.
Little peek behind the curtain. This is what they call the evergreen, the evergreen talking points. go over to lootcrate.com/giant-size-team-up. Enter the code giant size team up to save 10% off on any new subscription. So there's that, and we're gonna jump into the news now. Have you seen all of these TV spots and trailers for Suicide Squad, sir?
I've seen as many as I saw were there when I looked at it a day and a half ago.
Okay,
so I think I saw Deadshot, Harley, Joker, a little bit of, is that it?
There were all those. There were like the separate TV spots that they all just kind of gave us through a little bit more in. Just a little bit more. Just a couple
of
seconds.
The new trailer that was very Waller heavy.
Joker centric?
I thought it was Waller heavy, frankly.
Oh, you saw the Waller heavy one. No, there's an actual Joker.
Oh, there's a
Joker
trailer as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
they
did these little like 1 minute spots on a few of them. I definitely saw the 1 minute on the Joker, which was just delightful. Just wonderful.
So there's not a whole lot more to talk about in these. Like, most of the stuff, if you haven't been on board with any of the other trailers, you're not going to be on board now.
No, I mean, they have the hype machine up and running.
Yeah.
Got the generator hooked up to it, whole thing's going.
Aside from the damaged on the forehead, I'm still really, really into it, so...
I'm actually into it so much at this point that I have decided to actively not care about the damaged on the forehead.
You know, I keep trying.
I managed. And
I keep trying.
It was when it was his over-medicated smile across the table that finally did it for me, where I went, you know, this is... I give up. I'm going to stop hating on everything here.
Yeah. You know, I wish I could bring myself to that, but for some reason, like, and, you know, trust me, I'm not saying I'm not going to enjoy the hell out of this, because so far everything I've seen of his Joker, I've really enjoyed.
You know damn well you're going to enjoy the hell out of this.
It's just
going to be a matter of, like, whether... Actually, I'm going to be curious. I'm going to ask you right as we exit the film, I'm going to ask you, hey, when did you forget about the damage tattoo? And I'll bet you're going to say, like, well, about minute 43, like, pretty early on, before the halfway mark.
It's one of those things where it's like, you know how, like, you want to be a good person, and
I've heard tell of such a thing.
Well, yeah. Well, like, sometimes it's like when someone, like, there's a lot of instances where this happens, where, like, if, you know, you meet someone and you're trying really hard to look them in the face, but they have something really low cut on, and it's like all of the gravity in the world is trying to drag your eyes down to that cleavage.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you're trying to be a better human and not give in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or, like, if you meet someone and they have, like, the weirdest mole in their face ever or something, and you're just trying not to look. It's like the Mike Myers thing from the Austin Powers, like, moly, moly, moly.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, yes, he's putting in a great performance, but I just keep looking at the damage tattoo. Like, it keeps pulling my eyes in like a black hole.
That's what he wants, Dave.
I know.
That's what he wants. You'd be his first victim. He'd walk up to you in the middle of a crowd, you'd stare at the tattoo, and you'd be over.
If I saw him walking toward me...
You wouldn't even have time to ask him about his grill.
I would do my best to get away from him.
He's definitely a guy you cross the street, right? You cross the street to be on the other side of the street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll risk jaywalking to not physically cross his path. Just And anybody with the balls to wear a purple leather like alligator jacket. All right, man, you've already got me. You've already won.
If I see that cat coming, I'm like, you know, he's probably the type that would get off on me being scared of him. So I'm just going to act like I'm on my phone. I'm playing Pokemon Go, getting across the street. I'm like, what? Woo? No, I didn't see you.
No, I'm going to pretend that I just remembered I needed groceries in another cardinal direction.
Yeah.
So
there's an Entertainment Tonight spot. It's a behind the scenes type of thing for Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not a whole lot of new stuff. Just a few talking points. They do some interviews with a few members of the cast in the video. Will Smith talks about Deadshot. He says there's a part of Deadshot that shudders and thinks I may have made a wrong turn or two in my life.
You think?
He also says that they settled on the idea of is bad versus evil as opposed to good versus evil is, and they made differentiated in the movie bad people from evil people.
Yeah, they've kind of been harping on that one for God at least a year publicly. Where this isn't a good guy bad guy movie; it's a bad guy worst guy movie.
Yeah. Cara Delevingne says that women have an important role in Suicide Squad. She says she hasn't seen a movie where the women had such important roles. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't see a lot of movies.
I'll say a lot of them. I don't know what Suicide Squad's up to yet, but she's going to be really excited about Wonder Woman, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
By the way, that poster.
Yes. Yes. Cara Delevingne says that in Suicide Squad, all the women have all the best lines.
That actually does sound right. I mean, Harley,
that does.
Harley's going to be the most clever person in the film, I feel like. She's at once going to be, you know, motivating the plot, and on the other hand, she's going to be kind of the comedic foil to everything that's happening. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's probably going to come across better than anybody else in the movie.
Yeah. Now this is something I've heard a few times. I think we even talked about it on the show. Jared Leto didn't realize Joker was 75 years old, that his story was 75 years old.
Yeah.
He never thought in a million years he'd have a chance to play a role like this. It's just, you know, the rote stuff that they've been saying the whole time.
Yeah.
But it's a neat little behind the scenes video anyway.
Well, it's on the did you get a chance to watch the special features?
I did not. I've been completely slammed with doing this news and everything else.
Yeah, I suspected that time was not on your side. But
no, I'm not a Rolling Stone.
Sorry.
You know, what's weird is time did wind up being on their side pretty well.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They're damn, dude.
Yeah, they're hanging in. I mean, we're only half the Beatles, and you got most of your Stones. Just, anyway, the special features had a few cool things in them, but. And, you know, we can go into it in depth or not, whatever. But they actually were kind of fun. Like, it was a couple hours of a lot of fun. And there's the Wonder Woman featurette is actually kind of cool. You I don't know. It draws it out in a way where, like, by the end of it, you're almost, like, choked up going, I can't believe we got her. And she's kind of great. But, and really cool stuff. Like, the Batmobile thing, I didn't think I'd care about the car as much, but it's actually pretty awesome. Like, they designed the hell out of this car. As one might think they would for something so big, but at the first thing like that, you know, the uniting the Justice League, it's probably like a 35 minute video or something like that. And like the first 25 minutes is really actually about like BVS and the Justice League, but as it is with so many of the other pieces of the special features, like the last 5 or 10 minutes is Suicide Squad heavy. I mean, they plug Suicide Squad like at least 5 or 6 different segments, I think. There's probably 20 minutes worth of just Suicide Squad out of the 2 hours that's on those special features. And part of it is like, and that is where Jared Leto's, you know, doing his little talking head shot going, I didn't realize he was 75 years old. Blah, blah, blah. And you're just staring at him going, I don't even recognize you without all the silver. Are you going to sing? I'm confused. It's a pretty good shot, though.
That's good. Good. I look forward to checking that out.
Yeah, you'll enjoy. And if you want to just give yourself like an extra bit of unnecessary hype before we go see the movie, you know, check them out.
Yeah, I might do that. I've been trying to get around to watching them, but I haven't gotten there yet.
You'll have a good old time.
There's been something that hasn't been really officially announced, but it's all over the place. I guess it was officially announced since they displayed it at Comic-Con.
And we all know damn well, if it's gone to Comic-Con, it's coming out.
Now, do you know, have you seen the Joker Batman suit?
No, I haven't actually seen it. I've heard about it.
Okay, here's the thing. Hot Toys put out they have on display a Joker Batman suit that looks like it's from Suicide Squad. Looks like it's Jared Leto's Joker in a Batman suit. Or either that, or actually Batman in the Batman suit, but with a big ghastly grin. I can't really tell, but it looks like Jared Leto to me. But it looks like somehow, somewhere, he has his own Batman suit. I don't know if that's a thing, but Hot Toys generally isn't known for making, you know, wild alternate costumes or anything. Like, they're not really the type to do that. They don't do, like, ice, frost, laser-focused Batman or anything.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We might have a Batman Joker. Joker Batman.
I can deal with that.
And he's got like a big smile on the wrist, just like like Joker does on his arm.
Yeah, the suit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm looking at it now. It looks like the kind of thing he'd put some time into. This might be real, guys. This might be real.
It might be real. Now look, we are recording because we couldn't really do it any other time. We are recording on Saturday the 23rd, which means Comic-Con, and specifically Hall H, is going on right now.
Yeah.
With all the Suicide Squad, all the DC stuff that we're going to be talking about, that we want to talk about, is happening pretty much right now. So we're pretty much just going to have to get into that next week, unfortunately.
Yeah. They drop a ton over the weekend, too, that just... We're going to be behind, as a matter of course.
Right. I looked up stuff up to the point where it was just, the hell am I saying?
You were doing your research, and at some point it was like, I actually have to start the show. Okay.
Yeah.
But we do, I mean, it's a weekly news show. We're always risking being, you know, at least 6 days behind on something, so. And that's when we remember to actually say everything.
Yeah. Now, we are, you know... Like I said, it's going on right now. There are blogs up right now that are showing updates. I know that they've shown a Wonder Woman trailer. Patty Jenkins has been out talking about Wonder Woman. I'm looking at, you know, official Justice League shots with Flash included. And Cyborg. It looks pretty badass, honestly. Like, yeah.
Oh, that was one of the things out of the special features that I truly enjoyed is Fisher and Ray Fisher and Ezra Miller surprised me, and Momoa. Let's include everyone. The enthusiasm they seem to have for these characters is downright inspiring. I mean, Miller is just like, I would have loved Gustin. I don't want to pick a side on that at all, but man, he's so excited. Like, I think he's at least as excited as Grant Gustin is. So, I understand the resentment for, like, why would you not let this guy who's already doing the role really well? I get it. I totally do. But at least he's really pumped. Come on.
Yeah.
By the time he's through talking, you're like, all right, I'll give him a shot. I'm going to give him a shot.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, Conan is apparently the moderator at Hall H. And
it's got to be fantastic.
He tweeted a couple hours ago, just saw Aquaman eating a fish fillet sandwich while sitting on a fire hydrant. But yeah, looks like there's a ton of stuff coming out, and we'll be covering that in depth next week on the next episode, not this one. So, but yeah, lots of cool stuff already coming out and showing up. Moving on though, Aquaman looks like they have rehired an old Aquaman writer. So they rehired Will Beale. I think that's how you say that name, B-E-A-L-L. Will Beale, he wrote a draft of Aquaman a long time ago, like with Kurt Johnstad, or maybe he did a draft and then Kurt Johnstad did a draft, but he moved on. They hired on someone else because it was going to be between those two cats, and then when James Wan came on, they brought in David Leslie Johnson came in to write another script. Well, at this point, James Wan has kind of come in and done his own little draft, and then it's been rewritten by Geoff Johns. And now they're bringing Will Beale back again.
So, full circle?
To, I guess, polish it off, yeah. Mm. So, yeah, that's kind of a long way back to the same place they started from, but...
That's a lot of money being thrown around for no good reason.
It is.
A lot of those writers, it's like $200,000 for some of those people to just take a swipe at something.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what's happening with that. And Phil Lamar actually has a theory on why no one likes Aquaman. Would you like to hear it?
Is it the Phil Lamar?
It is Phil Lamar, yeah.
Like Hermes?
Hermes, and this is the guy that did Aquaman for Young Justice, and he also did Aquaman in Injustice Gods Among Us.
He did, actually. I forgot about all the Aquaman.
Not to mention Jon Stewart, Green Lantern, in Justice League.
My, he's a storied actor. All right, go for it.
Mm, he was also on Mad TV, but we don't like to talk about that. Phil Lamar says that he thinks it is a he says the reason that people don't like Aquaman is he says it goes back to the Silver Age comics when they created the character. They had the Justice League. It's a simple matter of color palette. Back then they only had so many colors on newsprint. They had Superman in red and blue, they had Wonder Woman in red and blue, Batman black and blue, two guys in green, and Flash in red. You can't do any more red. You can't do any more green. What color do we have left? Orange. He got the last color left.
That makes so much sense, though.
He says that orange was a mismatch for the character and led the comic readers. An incredibly
valid-sounding theory.
It led the comic book readers not to really understand or wanting to follow Aquaman. He said he got the last color left. From that point on, he was just C-list. He was the guy who's left over. It got imprinted into his superhero-ness, even though he's the king of the ocean.
Yeah. That's my favorite talking point, though, when someone brings up, like, oh, Aquaman's lame. Yeah, he only rules, like, 70% of the world. How lame.
Mm-hmm. What does
Superman
handle?
Metropolis? Shit.
Talking about Injustice, he says, now we have a badass Aquaman. I think the Justice League movie people are going to bite a lot of what's going on here. Like, oh yeah, shoulder armor. Where'd you get that idea?
Secretly, he's going, from me. From my Aquaman.
Yeah, and he's wrong.
He is. But so help me, the first time I had any kind of jerked meat, I heard Hermes in my head. So, okay, you get your points. You get your points, Phil.
He makes a good point with the orange, though. He does.
He does. That's actually that's kind of a solid theory. I'm impressed.
Yeah. So, Gal Gadot released, and you talked about it briefly, she released this phenomenal looking Wonder Woman poster.
Might as well have been a trailer, for all the feels I had, right? I mean,
well, it was released at Comic-Con already,
and yeah,
people have seen it.
If they've seen it there, they'll historically throw it out here probably like within a week.
And apparently they have cracked down on all of the leaks.
Yeah,
but then other stuff has been leaked, so without anything happening, so I don't know.
Yeah,
but they apparently did do a Justice League teaser as well. But anyway, yeah, the Wonder Woman poster. Oh man, that is a well designed poster.
Yeah,
I want that poster.
Yeah,
it looks like a Jay Lee drawing.
Yeah, it does. It's just gorgeous. I mean, it's a gorgeous piece of work.
Yeah. Anyway. annoyances about eye color gone. Remember last week. I said, like, why is it her? I kind of wish her eyes were blue. I don't give a shit anymore. Not after that poster.
I was pretty sure you had ran out of, you know, shits by the end of that sentence. I think you just had to get it off your chest. And you're like, I don't really care. I just want to say it, though. Just going to say it one time. Man. And I'll continue now.
Yeah. I just had to say it one time. Just like, wait a minute. So over in Supergirl, we're going to jump over to television now.
Mm-hmm.
Supergirl, Chris Wood has been cast as a surprise DC Comics character in season 2. Don't know who he's going to be. This is a cat that was on The Vampire Diaries, Carrie Diaries, and Containment. I don't know who he's going to be. So I don't even know the guy. So
we're literally just saying he's in the cards now, and good luck.
He's like a dark-haired CW good-looking guy, right. You know, that type. Gotham has been releasing...
Dave.
But what?
The trailer's already out.
Do what?
The trailer's already out.
Oh, my Lord.
Comic Book Resources has it, guys. If you, I mean, I don't know if they... I mean, they're a valid outlet. They'll probably keep having it.
Holy crap. Should we watch it and just talk about it real quick? Holy man. Oh, my God. That's so good.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's so
okay,
good.
So... I'm digging it, man. I'm digging it. There's a bit where she says, and we can probably get into more depth next week after we've analyzed it, watched it like 50 more times.
Yeah.
But yeah. This is all breaking here. So
to us, at least.
Oh, my God. So she says I was brought to life by Zeus. I have no father. And he's like, oh, well, that's neat. Like, he's just, oh, gosh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, there's going to be humor here, like that bit with the bit with Etta Candy at the end. Like, I'm
a
secretary.
Etta Candy.
I'm a secretary. What's a secretary? Like, I go where what's he, her, I do what
what's,
he says.
What's her name?
Says. Etta Candy. Lucy Davis.
Lucy Davis,
yeah.
That's it.
The original Pam.
Yeah.
She was Dawn then.
In the and UK
a,
office,
a wonderful
yeah.
job in Shaun of the Dead as well.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention Studio 60.
Not to mention. Yep.
One of my favorite shows of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Damn you, 30 Rock, for getting it canceled. That's another story, though.
it's another day.
Yes, it was more expensive, but it was quality. Quality, I say!
Yeah, but 30 Rock was winning all those damn SAG awards.
You know, it was they weren't even beating it in ratings, apparently. It was just down to which... They were both about the same. It was just whichever one was the cheapest to make.
Well, it's a half hour versus an hour. What'd you expect?
I know. Anyway. But yeah, so... Yes, everything about this Wonder Woman trailer looks amazing. And I was hoping they would keep the Junkie XL Wonder Woman theme from BVS, and they did. Or they have for this trailer. It looks funny. It looks action-packed. It looks amazing.
Oh, dude. They're keeping to form. They're just releasing every damn thing.
Holy shit.
Right next to that is a link for an Injustice 2 trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder Woman versus what looks like the Jaime Reyes Blue Beetle.
Yep.
Can I just give a quick thank you to SDCC for existing and doing its damn job? And another quick thank you to Warner Brothers for realizing after last year's debacle that you might as well just go ahead and give us these things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
which they're saying, I've read that they're not gonna show the Justice League teaser.
We'll see.
Online,
somebody will get it. Ramp up the security all you want. Somebody's gonna get it.
Probably.
We had the first shot of Batman and Superman meeting 2 years ago. I mean, it's inevitable.
Anyway,
God, that trailer looked good.
Gosh.
You know what's amazing? In Wonder Woman, I was wondering, like, what's going to be the value of Chris Pine? Why, like, how are you going to make Steve Trevor relevant in a Wonder Woman movie? And
he's funny.
He's funny. That's what it's going to be. He's kind of funny. It looks like he's got a little bit of heart, you know?
Yeah, I was about to say, he's funny and he's the heart. Like, but I really enjoy, like, when he's like, I can't let you do this. She's like, you're not going to stop me from doing anything. Like, what the hell's wrong with you? You don't have a decision
in
this.
This is going to be
I know this is
76 years now. It'll be, like, 77-ish almost before this film comes out. And, oh, my God.
I know this is going to sound, or someone's going to try to make this out to be misogynistic in some way. I just want to hug her, though. I want to hug Gal Gadot. I do. I don't know. It has nothing to do with anything. I just want to hug her and thank her for bringing this to life.
Thank you for making this awesome.
It's not a, I'm a guy and aren't you cute because you're a woman type of thing. It's not. It's just, I want to hug Chris Pine as well, but for different reasons.
I'm sorry you're in this terrible Star Trek movie.
Yeah. Thank you at least for getting the William Shatner swagger down.
Yeah.
Hey,
you have been promised less lens flare in the coming feature.
Right.
Literally,
you know,
he specifically called himself out for it. Also, Simon Pegg wrote
it.
I don't care how bad that trailer is. Mm-hmm. Not even the Beastie Boys.
Well, look, they've already said that they're going to do a fourth Star Trek movie, and they're bringing Chris Hemsworth back as George Kirk.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know how that's going to work or what they're going to do. Probably time travel, hopefully alternate reality, bring back the prime timeline or
something
for a little bit. But you know what? Me and Bethany are going to go see Star Trek Beyond on Wednesday, and you are welcome to come with us.
Oh, I might
if
show
you'd
up.
Like.
I might show up for that.
Yeah.
Might just
anyway.
Indeed.
Back to television, Gotham has been doing some, and they've put out some production has started video. That's like Jim Gordon walking into a house or an apartment, and then a gun being put to his head. Looks like the tagline for this is "Heroes Will Fall." I don't know that I really care for the season tags, but whatever. I guess they're gonna keep doing it.
I do kind of like them.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, it's unique. It gives it a little bit of a flavor. And they're not even really season tags. They're like half season tags sometimes.
Yeah, they are. They're weird.
But that's actually probably why I like it though. Is it's they're tagging the rise and fall of their of how the season story art goes.
But it kind of, it does, it kind of reminds me of like trade paperback titles.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, over to Arrow. The second episode name has been revealed. It's going to be The Recruits.
Uh-huh. So we're going to meet everybody like early on.
Yeah, apparently there's a like Guggenheim is actually, you know, hinting at a possibility of a new Team Arrow. It looks like, you know, we've kind of known that going in. Everything they talked about with Wild Dog and everything, and the new new Black Canary, Artemis.
Right. They kind of it starts to feel a little bit like they've decided that they've a little bit run out of material with the current team.
Mm-hmm.
Which may or may not be true, but it certainly starts to appear that way.
Anyway, speaking of terrible, shitty things Oliver did, apparently he created this season's big bad. Wendy Miracle is saying season 5's villain is somebody. I'm assuming that's Tobias Whale. Not Tobias Whale, Tobias Church.
Church,
is what they're calling him here. Is somebody Oliver unwittingly created in season 1 when he was a killer in the hood. Sorry, in a hood. In the hood. In a hood. This guy is going to be collateral damage who lost someone to the hood and has spent the last several years training and plotting for revenge. He will be a true dark mirror to Oliver Queen. So, okay. Way they say this,
it kind of sounds like somebody's dad was into some bad stuff and, you know, the hood put him down.
Yeah. The way they say this, though, it makes me feel like, I don't know, it makes me feel like it's not Tobias Church after all. The way they're saying season 5's villain, they're not saying Tobias Church, they're saying season 5's villain.
Well, like, that could be true.
A secret.
Maybe they just don't want to, you know, give us all that information we have. I mean, we're a few months out now, so maybe they just don't want to explicitly say it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah. I just looked over at my secondary screen and that Justice League Flash is still standing up there looking at me. I'm like, oh man, it looks so cool. I think the Batman one might actually be from BVS.
Yeah.
Nope. It's new armor. Woo! And there is Superman up there. Spoilers. Superman is up there with the Justice League guys. As if you didn't know. Anyway, I'm so excited about Justice League.
It's hard. It's hard not to.
I can't not do it.
Yeah.
So Wendy Miracle says she can't really say too much about Laurel Lance coming back. She says, I can say with confidence that in season 5, our decision will make more sense, the decision to kill her, even to fans who were vehemently opposed to it. So I think there might be like more flashbacks with Laurel, but I don't think she's coming back for realsies.
Mm.
But maybe she is. How the hell should I know? I don't know. She has been training, so I don't know.
Right.
Jumping over to Constantine, guys. I know anyone who has searched Constantine in the last couple weeks has been seeing like, oh, CWC putting it up. Oh my gosh, does that mean we're getting? Okay, Daniel Cerrone was just as perplexed as you were that they put it up on CWC, just as perplexed as we were. And he actually reached out to CW and said, hey man, what's going on? And apparently CW and CW Seed are two different things and don't have a whole lot to do with each other, which I don't necessarily completely believe.
Nah, I don't buy it.
But he said on Twitter, I see there are new rumblings of Constantine on CW. I've heard nothing, but we'll put out some feelers and see what I can learn.
I saw that one.
Then he came back and said, you know, they're not together, and said that he'll keep us updated on that. But there are no plans to do season 2 at this time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, which is disappointing. That's what we're working with.
Just plain disappointing. And Cerrone did such a damn good job. I'd hate to think he was getting cut out of this process somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he said Matt Ryan, you know, still got a few good years left in him, so.
Oh, yeah. Know, no, I mean.
Nothing's impossible.
Yeah. He'll look about like that character for probably another 10 years. We got plenty of time to make this happen.
Well, the great thing about Constantine is, I mean, certain comics, I mean, he looks old as shit anyway.
Yeah, he can. So. Also, he's got like bleach blonde hair anyway, so, you know, who cares if he starts gray? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Throw some peroxide on that. We're on our way.
So, Vixen Season 2 has been announced. We've talked about that before, but it's been reported now that they're going to bring in not only the Green Arrow and the Flash, Stephen Amell and Grant Gustin, but Ray Palmer, Firestorm, and Black Canary, or White Canary. No, Black Canary, sorry. Black Canary, Katie Cassidy, she's also going to be on the new season of Vixen. We've talked about that. since this, I think it's going to be happening before this last season of Arrow, because Black Canary never met Vixen in the first season, but she knew her somehow.
Yeah. It was weird. So they were familiar happen. For some reason. It was kind
of... Yeah, but it looks like we're going to have some Legends of Tomorrow popping in to Vixen season 2.
Mm-hmm.
No news, though, on when the new season's going to show up, which is sad.
No, it might be a short... No, wait, didn't they get a full season this time instead of the shortened season?
I think it's going to be 6 episodes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it is confirmed to have 6 episodes.
Okay.
Jumping over to Powerless.
It really is kind of like having a mini-series just that plays on the back of everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Jumping over to Powerless, Ben Queen... was talking about it at Comic-Con. He says it's in his, they showed the pilot, and he says it's in its own little universe, its own little subset. DC is basically, as you can see, they let us talk about all aspects of the DC universe. It really gives us an opportunity to lead with what's funny and what's fun and try and turn that into a fun DC workplace comedy. But he says Charm City is heretofore an unseen city in the DC universe. We have our own little heroes. We're our own underdog city in the DCU. So, you know, probably not going to see a lot of the heavy hitters like Flash or Green Lantern or Batman, Superman, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, Crimson Fox is like the person that is headlining the first episode. That should give you some idea of what we're dealing with here.
Yeah. Crimson Fox and Jack-O-Lantern.
Yeah. A little bit of news said that, like, Aquaman and Wonder Woman apparently get a shout-out, I guess, during the trailer.
Yeah.
But I feel like throwaway lines are the closest you're going to get to the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the trailer for that's out, too.
For what?
For Powerless.
Oh, yeah, well, that's been out for a long time.
I did not know that. Oh, wait, no, we did cover that.
We did cover that,
that's
yeah.
That's right.
Over to animation. Don't mind Jason. He has no memory.
It's been more than like 6 minutes. I can't be accountable.
Well, that's how we work. If I remember something, you don't.
Yeah.
And if you remember something, I don't.
Together, we're a whole person.
Together, we're a whole person, i.e. one quarter Jeff Johns.
Right. Oh, we couldn't touch the hem of a quarter of Jeff Johns. Come on now.
I know. So WB Animation has announced that there's going to be a Batman and Harley Quinn movie for 2017.
Aha.
Justice League Dark has already been announced, but they also announced some other stuff. Justice League Dark is going to have John Constantine and Swamp Thing, by the way, in the movie.
Awesome.
Then the next one up is Teen Titans: The Judas Contract, which I'm very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic Marv Wolfman George Perez story. And then they're going to do, next summer, they're going to be doing Batman and Harley Quinn, which is going to be an original story from Bruce Timm.
Ooh, nice.
Yep. Did you get a chance to see the Justice League action trailer?
I did. The closest thing to Brave and the Bold we've had since it went away.
Yeah, it looks like a slightly more ridiculous version of Brave and the Bold, but with Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill. There are a lot of people who are bitching
for some reason when
Batman electrocutes a cat.
What?
In the trailer?
I may have been a little too tired to see that. I kind of missed that.
Yeah, he electrocutes. Like, there's this cat flying towards him, and it's got like a green or like a red lantern outfit. It looks like on.
Awesome.
And I'm like, this is clearly a bad cat.
This is clearly a bad cat. Like, yeah.
No reason to call PETA. There's a great bit with Mark Hamill's Joker going, "Go, Superman!" Oh, yuck.
Right.
Yes, thank you. It's awesome. Looks like a lot of fun.
It really,
I don't know.
It did. For some reason, when they were describing this show, I kind of thought it was going to be a little too young for me. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what gave me that impression. But watching this trailer, it feels like it's going to be a little PG, but kind of looks funny. So.
Yeah. Firestorm looks hilarious.
Firestorm looked great.
Like, shit falling apart in the background behind him.
I can fix that.
Oh, no. Am I in trouble?
I just need some duct... Okay, I need a lot of duct tape.
Yeah. It did. It felt like a Jason line to me, so made me laugh. So, Batman the Killing Joke has been given a second night.
Yeah. That's pretty damn big for, you know, what is essentially a cartoon movie.
Yeah. So, it's going to be expanded into the 26th. 25th, 26th. We are going to be seeing that on the 25th with Scott of the Suicide Squad cast and our buddy Chris White, longtime listener of the show, become friend. So, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, my God.
What?
More San Diego stuff. John Barrowman went as Harley Quinn. There is a picture of him in the traditional Batman the Animated Series outfit trying to do the splits.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man.
Apparently, there's another picture of him in a dress as what roughly Kylo Ren doing.
Wow.
I don't know what that dance is, but he looks very happy, and he makes me happy.
Oh, wow.
That is a dude who enjoys life.
He does seem to, yeah.
He just doesn't give a damn. Oh, and so there's a nice picture of somebody in what is a very convincing Suicide Squad Harley Quinn passing as he's doing his weird dance. That's just fantastic.
Oh, man.
Bless you, Barrowman.
But, we just watched the, what do they call it, Suicide Squad Comic-Con soundtrack convention remix, something.
A lot of stuff. A lot of words.
Right. It was like 3 minutes, 18 seconds. A lot of new footage.
Mm-hmm.
And still, I don't know what's happening in this movie.
Yeah, not a clue.
A lot of great stuff with Digger Harkness. Oh my gosh. it's just, stuff is dropping. Stuff mm-hmm. is dropping, guys. I don't know
just
what to tell you.
Constantly.
So, yeah. Still looks super good. Yeah. A little more Joker, too. And every time I hear his voice, a new little piece of Joker voice, I go, well, that's not expected. What is he doing? So, a lot of fun. Popping over to continuing on with the news. the animated version of Batman and the Ninja Turtles will meet in a comic book series that is called Batman TMNT Adventures. It's going to be like the Nickelodeon 2012 version of the Ninja Turtles with the Batman the Animated Series / New Adventures, Batman New Adventures, Batman. It's going to be a comic book written by Matthew K. Manning and drawn by John Somarriva.
Mm.
They've done a lot of the Adventures comics. And it's just going to be, I guess, ongoing adventures where Batman's villains escape from Arkham and go to New York and team up with the Turtles' villains.
Nice.
The first 6 issues of that shows up November 9th. Telltale has released a new trailer for their Batman game. Very Harvey Dent-centric.
Yeah, saw that. Very Bruce Wayne-centric.
Very Bruce Wayne-centric, yeah. So, I don't know. It looks pretty interesting. But apparently Telltale is also releasing an interesting new feature for this game called Crowdplay, where you can vote on your smartphones to influence the story. Like, you can do this at home with, like, a party of friends sitting around, like, voting on how you want the story to go. It's pretty interesting, and it was apparently inspired by, like, growing up playing video games with a whole bunch of your friends sitting around watching you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an interesting idea. They're actually going to host.
It's the kind of thing you can really only do with story, like, storied games, I guess. Something mm-hmm. like Mortal Kombat, you know, when you're watching other people play, it's, you know, I'm thinking about the 90s. Like, when you're watching other people play, it's really just because it's not your turn.
Right, right.
But and you're trying to shout the fatality controls as fast as you can to the person who's playing.
Mm-hmm.
Up, up, down, down. Up, up, down, down.
Oh, man. But yeah, they're going to do it with 500 people at a Hard Rock Hotel.
There you go. That's a spirit.
They're going to host a big event this weekend. Probably now. Probably today sometime.
Yeah.
That's all the news I have, unless anything drops in the next, like, 2 seconds. That's what I got.
I mean, it probably did. We're just not going to find it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got, like, a live blog that keeps just updating for what's going on in Hall H right now.
Yeah.
But we are going to have to go, though. So we'll talk about, like, we gave you more than we said we were going to give you. We talked about some stuff that we didn't think we were going to talk about. And, yeah, so.
Lots of trailers to go watch.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to watch a couple of these a few more times.
Yeah, I've got the Wonder Woman trailer just, like, on my screen right now. As soon as we stop recording and press play.
That's fair. I think that's it. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Hope you come back, listen to our review of The Killing Joke, which is also going to be a crossover with Squadcast to some degree. Man, we got a big SDCC. Man, we're going to be dealing with SDCC fallout probably for the next few weeks, but especially next week. So I hope you guys come back and talk to us about all of that, or let us talk to you about all of that. Let us know what you thought on Twitter and Facebook. DC on screen. You can find every episode of DC On Screen at DCOnScreen.com. You can also find other shows on there, because sometimes when we cross over with people, we put them up on our website. Throw up a link.
Mm-hmm.
We're also a part of the Giant Size Team Up Network, GiantSizeTeamUp.com, for all those wonderful shows like Blazing Defender Report and Breaking the Panel. Lots of good stuff over there. Until next week, guys. We love you. We buried you deep down in our heart, and there you'll stay until next time. That's where we keep things. Until then, keep some DC on your screen, guys.